Welcome to NHL Draft Class. We are on the road at the CHL Top Prospects game in Moncton, New Brunswick. I am Adam Kimmelman. Here, as always, a couch away, not over a Zoom, Mike Morial.
Not even a couch away. We're on the couch, and we're like a cushion away.
All right, let's not go too far inside.
Yeah, but this is fantastic, right? And this we love this time of year to see several of the top prospects that are going to be selected in the first, second round of the NHL draft. And in fact, in this particular game, we have 20 players that are projected to go in the first round this year. So plenty of talent for these scouts that are here. There's a tremendous amount of scouts that attend these games. Might be a GM or two as well coming. So it's always a fantastic event.
Yeah, this is great. And we get to see these guys in person. We don't usually get to do that a lot, unfortunately, during the season. But to meet these guys and like, as much as fun as it is to watch them on the ice, I like getting to meet the guys. And we've gotten to meet a couple in the day that we've been here, and we're going to talk to one of them, TJ Gindler from the Kelowna Rockets, in a little bit here. But just getting to know these guys, these players as kids, you know, you got to remember, they're 18 years old, ton of eyes watching them in the spotlight, to see just how poised and collected and calm. Like, I don't think I could have done it at 17 or 18 years old the way these guys do it.
Yeah, no way. No way would I have been able to do something like this. And you know what, Adam, when you think about it, it's almost like it gives the players some experience too prior to the NHL Combine, because we know that what they'll have to go through when they meet the NHL clubs, all 32 teams on the suite level in Buffalo, where they'll have to go into rooms, they'll be waiting, anticipating those interviews, what's going to be asked. So, I mean, this gives them an opportunity too to meet up with maybe some of the scouts prior to the Combine, us in the media, which helps. They can kind of recognize and know what kind of questions might be asked of them on how their seasons are going. But yeah, we're going to open it up with TJ Gindler, which is going to be fantastic. He was a great interview, and obviously playing for Kelowna, he's been a goal scorer, 31 goals this season already. So for TJ and Kelowna and what they've been able to do so far, it's been exciting.
Yeah, and everybody's heard of his father, and it was interesting hearing him talk about, you know, what makes him and what makes his dad something else. And that was fun. So let's go to that interview with TJ Gindler from the Kelowna Rockets. TJ Gindler, thank you so much for joining us in NHL Draft Class. How's the season been going for you so far?
Yeah, the season's been going well. My team with the Rockets, we've been doing pretty well, and we'll want to keep going forward towards the playoffs, get ourselves in a best of a spot as we can for the playoffs. And individually, I think I've had some good success and had a lot of fun so far, so try to keep going for sure.
Teach, how would you describe yourself as a player, and have you played more center than wing during your major junior career? And is there a difference between the two?
Just like you said, to describe myself as a player, I think I'm a offensive-minded, two-way forward. I think I can play center, wing, like you said, and they're a little bit different. I think I played a lot of center growing up through minor hockey, and now a little bit more wing in the last year and a bit coming into junior. But I think I have the versatility to do both, and they're both fun. Obviously, a little bit different responsibilities, but yeah, both good positions.
You know, like most hockey fans, we grew up watching your dad play. But how has it been for you finding your identity and being the best you can be, and being Tej and not being, oh, he's Jerome McGinley's son? Has that been challenging, sort of, you know, finding your own place and creating who you are?
Yeah, a little bit. I think some people might discredit me a little bit and say, you know, he's just here because of his dad or whatever. But I mean, definitely the pros of having him with me and working with me and as a dad definitely outweigh the cons for sure.
When you watch your dad, I guess a lot of video and that type of thing, what was maybe the one thing that most impressed you about what he was able to accomplish as an NHL player?
Most of his game that I can remember was, you know, I was a little bit older, so he's in the later parts of his career. But I think one of the things that kind of stood out was just his leadership and the way I feel like a lot of people had a lot of respect for him, and just the way he carried himself, whether it's on ice, off the ice, whatever. Just being a leader and having that element as well as maybe his skill on the ice, you know.
What's some of the best advice he's given you, either on the ice with hockey or just off the ice away from the game?
Probably some. I mean, he gives me tons of advice. You know, he works with me on lots of things. But I think one of the kind of the main messages that I've picked up from him, as cliched as it is to just kind of always give your best and have your best effort. And then if you do that, then leave it up to, you know, once you give your best effort, that's all you can do.
Did Dad ever coach you growing up? What kind of a coach? We know what kind of a player he is. If he coached you, what kind of a coach is he?
Yeah, he coached me all the way up, well, not when he was playing, but till I was about from 11 to 14, he coached me. So some good years in my minor hockey there. And I think he's a pretty good coach. I think he's pretty, takes it seriously, but is able to have fun with it too. And he's good at getting the players motivated and things like that.
I know you're a goal scorer, and we spoke about this earlier this season, but do you find yourself being an effective playmaker too, and in what ways?
Yeah, I think I can. I think I can do both. I think I have a good mind for it. So I think I can try to just make the best play available, whether it's a shot or a pass or whatever. And yeah, just try to help myself or my teammates have scoring chances, things like that.
What's the best tip that Dad has told you about with regard to a shot? What makes an effective shot?
I don't know if there's any like one tip that can kind of change your shot, but I think just reps and just shooting lots of pucks, things like that. And he works with me on that. Like, he's passing me pucks almost every night, so it's a great, like I said before, a great advantage to have.
Pretty good setup, guy. I'm sure you can get it right on tape. Have you always been a forward? Did you ever want to try, or did you ever play a different position?
No, I've always been a forward. My siblings have played a little bit of D back in the day in minor hockey, but yeah, no, I like offense and that part of the game. So even if I was a defenseman, I feel like maybe I'd be like an offensive defenseman or something
leading
like
the
that.
Rush, nice.
Is there any particular NHL players today that you can model your game or would like to model your game after?
I think one guy who I'd like to try to model my game after a little bit would be MacKinnon, just because I think he's so offensive and defensive. Like, he's just so well-rounded. He's so powerful, hard to knock off pucks, and I don't think there's really any weakness to his game, and it's just one of the most effective players in the league.
So I read growing up you were a pretty good baseball player. How old were you when you stopped, and was there ever a thought that maybe that's the path you'll take and be a baseball player?
Yeah, I played baseball just like hockey, like that was kind of my two sports, you know, until I was 15, so played all the way up till I was 14. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was a middle infielder. And yeah, in the summer, sometimes, you know, when you're having fun with baseball, you're kind of thinking, you know, maybe baseball is the way to go. But I think I kind of always knew, like, hockey, I just find it a little bit more exciting and a little bit more fun. So I think I kind of always knew that I wanted to do hockey.
Were you a better hitter, or were you a better fielder? Because you play second base or shortstop?
Yeah, second, short, third, all like kind of all there. I was a good infielder, but I was a good hitter too. I think just kind of maybe both a little bit, you know.
I read somewhere, Tej, that Cole Eiserman might have been one of the better players that you went up against. Where did that occur, and for what reason? What was special about Cole?
Yeah, when I was living in Boston, so I played in Boston when I was 7 years old, but then what I'm talking about when I say I saw Eiserman was from when I was 11 to 14 in Boston, and his team and my team was called the Boston Junior Eagles, and his team the Islanders, and we had a little bit of a rivalry. We were in the same league there. We'd butt heads quite a bit in that league, and yeah, he was really, really dominant player. I mean, obviously he's really dominant now, but he was really, really he was big, could skate really fast, really hard shot, and yeah, he was really dominant, scored a lot of goals there.
So I love that rink in Kelowna because it's so unique, and you have the murals, the giant murals of all the guys who won Memorial Cups and Stanley Cups and Olympic gold medals and all these things over the years. Are there any that you sort of, as you're walking around the building, do you kind of stop and look at and spend a little bit of time saying, God, I'd love to be where that guy is?
I think one of the pretty cool ones is Draisaitl, just seeing what he's doing in the NHL now. Like, he's one of the best players, and just see his face on the wall and kind of that cartoony, you know, look that the mural has. It's just pretty cool to think that he was playing in that rink not too long ago.
Does it motivate you to kind of get yourself up there? Because I'm sure there's still a lot of room up there.
Yeah. I definitely like to be up there one day, you know, but yeah, just really cool to see all those guys up there.
How about the influence of your sister, your siblings, your brother, what they have meant in your life so far?
Yeah, they've meant a lot to me. I love them very much. And I just think whenever I'm asked about my siblings, I just think back to our 2-on-2 games on the outdoor rink. Me and my sister would play my brother and my dad 2-on-2 so much, like probably like 3-4 times a week in the ODR season, and we'd have some really, really, really good, really fun games for sure.
All right, last one for me. Everybody's got goals for the season. We got half the season left. What are your goals? What do you still want to accomplish on an individual basis, at least, as we get through to hopefully a deep run into the Memorial Cup?
Yeah, I don't like to throw too many numbers out there for goals, but I think just keep getting better in all areas of my game and help my team win as many games as possible, and then just try to go as high as I can come the draft in June.
Teacher, is it true that you're a big chess player? Is chess something that you play with dad and your sister and brother? Is that a big thing? And where did you kind of learn the game?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a big thing, maybe more of like a small thing, but yeah, I like to play a little bit of chess, and my dad does too, and we used to play quite a bit, just kind of off and on, but yeah, it's fun. It's a fun game and definitely makes you think.
And finally, I just wanted to get your thoughts on when you heard the draft was going to be held at the Sphere in Vegas. What's going through your mind in such a, you know, a big place like Vegas and in the Sphere? It looks outrageous.
Yeah, the Sphere looks pretty cool. I was seeing before they announced that, like with the Sphere, I think it's pretty new. Like I was seeing a lot of it on like Instagram and things like that. And it's looked pretty, like you said, like pretty unreal. And then when the draft was announced to be there, I mean, I thought that was pretty cool. So it should be exciting.
Good deal. Well, TJ Ginleth, thank you so much for joining us today in NHL Draft Class.
Thank you very much.
That was great stuff with TJ Ginleth. You know, it's interesting just sort of getting to hear him talk about, you know, what his dad meant to him and what his dad, you know, that I guess it's hard when you have a father of that level to sort of separate and find your own identity and create your own identity. It sounds like he's in the process of doing that if he hasn't quite gotten there already.
Yeah, he has, Adam. I mean, you know, it's a great question because, you know, obviously fans want to know what it's like living with an NHL superstar, former NHL superstar, a Hockey Hall of Famer. And it was interesting, you know, to hear him say the stuff that he watched Jerome, when he watched him play, when he watched his dad play, was the leadership that he was able to take away. You think about Jerome Iginla, you think about the shot, you think about the scoring ability, you think of how passionate he was on the ice whenever he played. He was the first guy out there to defend a teammate wearing the C, you know, on his jersey. And it was the leadership that, you know, certainly Tej took away from watching dad. And that's a testament to how Jerome is, you know, explaining things to Tej and wants him to understand that, yeah, it's nice to have goals, assists, and points, but it's also important to become a leader and be a player that, you know, teammates can rely upon in tough situations.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting that, you know, he had it sounded like he had a really tough choice between baseball or hockey. And you just wonder, you know, Wayne Gretzky's kid, he played minor league baseball for a number of years. I remember with the Chicago Cubs organization. You know, I wonder how, you know, maybe there's a sliding doors world where we're talking about TJ Ginleth getting ready for the Major League Baseball draft versus, you know, the NHL draft, and maybe he chooses that direction just to further produce who he wants, be his own person.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, a lot of these players that we've spoken to, you know, during the Top Prospects game have played another sport in some fashion or another, whether it be soccer, whether it be baseball. Some have even played basketball. And some have even played, like, players that are now standouts at their particular position played other positions, we're learning, right?
Yeah.
During the interviewing phase here. So, yeah, but Tej, obviously a fantastic baseball player. But, you know, you just get, you know, Adam, it's like, how can Tej Iginla be a baseball player. He's got to be a hockey player through and through. It's an Iginla. It's in the blood, man.
I don't know. The Gretzky.
It's like coffee getting into me. Oh, it's my in the Lord. Blood. Yeah.
Well, let's
yeah.
hope he has more success with sports than you do with your coffee. But look, I mean, it worked for the Gretzky kid. He had a, you know.
It did work for the Gretzky kid.
He chose that way. But look, he's happy. He's definitely prospering. Looks like he's going to be, you know, of late first round pick this year in the draft. And we're only at a point now where he's still growing and getting better with his game as he figures out, you know, how to get around the Western Hockey League. He's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger. I don't think he's ever going to be the size of his dad. But, you know, you don't need to be 6'2" and 230 pounds to be a legitimate NHL star. And I think TJ Ginla is going to find his own way and play to his size and his strengths. And he doesn't have to be his dad. Yeah. He can be his own guy.
And it's to his benefit that he did tell us in the interview that he can play center or wing, so that certainly helps. And, you know, obviously he's put up plenty of goals this year, so you see the goal-scoring ability. He also mentioned in our interview how much of a playmaker he wants to be as well, setting up teammates and helping teammates. So that's going to be an important factor down the road. And when teams want to speak with him at the combine, I'm sure that's going to be a question that's asked. We see you're a goal scorer. How are you as a teammate? Feeding, you know, other line mates, that type of thing. And it's going to benefit him, certainly.
Well, what also is going to benefit our fans is getting to hear some of the other guys we've spoken to. It wasn't just TJ Ginla. Spoke to Sam Dickinson from the London Knights. Spoke to Carter Yakimchuk from the Calgary Hitmen.
Yep.
So you'll have to stay tuned for those interviews. We've got Top Prospects game coming up on Wednesday night. All these guys will be in action. It's going to be a big time now. It's a big time of the year. We're through World Juniors. We're into the second half of the season. Scouts are really dialing in who they want to look at, who they want to see. Top Prospects game is the start of it. We also had the USA Hockey All-American game. So we're in that prospect season. We're gearing up for the big run to the draft.
Yeah, and you know there were 19 OHL kids that were at this game. There are 16 Dub kids and 5 Q kids. So a lot of talent across the board. It's been an exciting time. You know, here in Moncton, covering this event, covering the game. So it's going to be interesting to see how these kids over the second half of the season mature, grow, develop to, you know, make their case to say, hey, after Macklin Celebrini, Adam, after Macklin Celebrini, maybe I'm the next guy you choose off the board.
Well, if you want to learn about how those guys go about their business and how they go along with their development, listen to us here at NHL Draft Class. You can catch up on previous episodes. We had Dan Marr talking about the NHL Central Scouting midterm rankings, gave some tremendous insight in some of the top guys in the draft. You just heard from TJ Ginla. You're going to hear from other top guys as we move forward here. This is now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of the draft, and NHL Draft Class is the place you want to be to find out all your information about your top prospects.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Adam. It's going to be great. You know, the next few episodes are going to be fantastic with the guests you said, Sam Dickinson of London, Carter Yakimchuk of Calgary. So looking forward to those and looking forward to even future Draft Class when we have a lot of the scouts on to discuss the leagues, of course.
Everything you need to know about the 24 draft right here at NHL Draft Class. But for now, NHL Draft Class is dismissed.